for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, July the 4th, 2015. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the service teaching on Soul Ties. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Joining yourself with unbelievers. And I can say, if Jesus can be Lord of your life, but wherever you are joined with a soul tie, you're joined to a harlot. And that's why it's important to break soul ties. Joining yourself to unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be bound together with unbelievers, for what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness, or what harmony has Christ with Belial, or what common has a believer in common with an unbeliever, or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of God, just as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and they will be, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, for says the Lord, do not touch anything that's unclean, and I will welcome you. I had a girl tell me that the devil was really attacking her, and she was going with an atheist. And I said, she said, I just got all kind of physical problems, and my boyfriend's an atheist. And I said, well, have you been sexually involved with him? And she said, yes. I said, well, and he's an atheist, and God tells you to not be bound together with unbelievers, so you're in rebellion against the Lord. I led her to repent, and she said, this breaks my heart. But she said, I have to break up with him. She broke soul ties, and God healed her body. You make idols out of friends, your children, out of people, out of your parents. And it says in Psalms 115 and Psalms 135, those who make idols become like them. It says idols have feet, but they can't walk. And I'm paraphrasing this. I might be leaving something out. They have eyes, but they can't see. They have noses, but they can't smell. They have mouths, but they can't speak. And those who make them will become like them. Evil companions. And parents, don't let your kids run with evil companions. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. King James says, I think, will be destroyed. Making pledges, compromising. Proverbs 11:15 says, he who is surety, which gives a pledge, for a stranger will surely suffer for it. But he who hates surety, going surety, is safe. I'll share this too about the pain. Carla had a friend named Janet that she used to bring to the seminars when I would teach them in Beaumont. And Janet came up to me one day and she said, I have a pain in my behind. I said, did anybody ever tell you you were a pain in the behind? She said, every day of my life. And so I led her to forgive him, and I said, I pulled that arrow out of her seat. And she said, wow, I felt that. Deliverance is fun. Jane was saying how much she enjoyed the prayer team, and I just want to tell God how grateful I am for the prayer team that he's risen up here at Lake Hamilton. I can tell you every one of them is totally sold out to the Lord. There's not one flake in the group. Maybe me. No, break that curse. Because you want to be careful who lays hands on you. You can have soul ties through wounding another person's conscience. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if someone sees you who have knowledge dining in an idol's temple, will he not will not his conscience, if it is weak, be strengthened to eat meat sacrificed to idol? For through your knowledge, he who is weak is ruined, the brother for whose sake Christ has died. And by sinning against the brethren and wounding the conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Now that word wounding means to carve an image. And so it would be like when I wound somebody's conscience, like if I put my hand on, if I had a muddy hand and I would put it on that screen up there, there'd be muddy there. And so when we wound somebody's conscience, it's like we put our muddy imprint on that person. He says, therefore, if for food's sake my brother stumbles, I will never eat meat again so as not to cause my brother to stumble. Now, this is talking about food. If food can wound somebody's conscience, how much more could sexual sin, could incest or molestation wound somebody's conscience? Joshua 23:7 says, in order that you may not associate with these nations which remain among you, or mention the names of their gods, do not make anyone swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations which remain among you, and intermarry with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know for certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive the nations out before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you, and will be thorns in your sides, whips to your side and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land where the Lord your God has given you. And so that's one of the roots to eye problems and side problems. 1 Kings 11:2. From these nations among which the Lord God has said to the sons of Israel, you shall not associate with them, neither shall you associate them, they associate with you, for they will surely turn your heart after their gods. Solomon held fast to those in love. He didn't let go, and it destroyed him. Being double-minded, Proverbs 24:21 says, my son, fear the Lord, and do not associate with those who are given to change, compromisers. Sexually immoral people, and I've already shared this, 1 Corinthians 5:9, Paul said, after he had turned someone over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, he said, I wrote you in this letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, but actually I wrote to you to not associate with any so-called brother if he, you could say, or she, be a sexually immoral person, or covetous, or idolater, or reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not to even eat with such a one. He goes on to say, I'm not saying with anyone in this world, but I'm talking about believers. Don't associate with a so-called believer. You see, that brings a curse on you. Associating with a gossip. Proverbs 20:19 says, he who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip, because they defile you. Say, for example, someone says something about Jean, and I really have great respect for Jean, but says something negative about her, they defile me with their root of bitterness. And so I'm to stay away from them. Proverbs 22 says, don't associate with an angry man lest you become like him. Why is that? Because if two can't walk together unless they agree, if you're with an angry person, the only way you can get along with them is to agree with them, and then you have to jump this high at first, and then this, and higher, and then higher, and then higher, and then higher, and you, because you're compromising, you become like them. Don't let other people control you. Peter was rebuking the Jews for trying to control the disciples in Acts 15:8. He said, "And God, who knows the heart, testifies to them, giving them the Holy Spirit just as he's also given us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their heart by faith. Therefore, do not put God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples, a yoke which neither them nor their fathers have been able to bear." You see, the Jews were trying to force the disciples to be like them. And when we try to control others, we want others to be conformed into our image. God wants us to be conformed into his image, not into the image of someone else. Vexation. Ecclesiastes 11:10 says, "So remove vexation from your heart and put pain out of your body." Vexation is grief, anger, hurt, provocation, and idolatry. You can have soul ties with doctors, with legal or illegal drugs. Did you know that medical mistakes and prescription drugs is number 3 and 4 killers of people in the United States? The first is heart, the second is cancer. When you sign yourself into a hospital, you give the hospital legal right over you. You give them unlawful authority. And all of us, probably most of us, I know years ago I had my appendix taken out, and you have to ask God to have his angels tear up those contracts that you signed, that you wouldn't hold anybody responsible for anything they did to you. Put you under unlawful authority. Soul ties with doctors. You know, if you're going to a cancer doctor, guess what? They've got soul ties with cancer patients, and they lay hands on you. Guess what gets transferred? If you're in the medical profession, and I thank God for people in the medical profession, because people that don't know Jesus need a good Samaritan. But the disciples, we have Jesus, the great physician. Even the instruments, for example, some of the instruments that they use are contaminated with spirits, because, for example, the instrument they use to abort babies, they use the same instrument to give women pelvic examination. Galatians 5:19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft." And all witchcraft means pharmakia. It means magic. It means sorcery. It means a spell-giving potion. It's a druggist, a pharmacist. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, envyings, revelings, and things like these, of which I tell you, also have told you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Giving blood, are receiving blood, the life's in the blood. This girl who had come out of Satanism went home with me from a seminar one day, and her name was, and I'll tell you what her name was, I'll say her name was Molly, but that wasn't her name. And she was sitting on the couch, and a demon spoke through her. This is when I didn't even really know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I know a little more than I did then. And she said, "Why do you keep calling me Molly? My name is Michelle." I said, "Your name is Michelle. You call me 20 times a day." Because that's about the time, many times she called me a day. And then I realized it was a demon that had taken her over. So I bound the demon and I said, "Molly, come back. I'll use angels to bring her back." And when she came back, I said, "Ask the Holy Spirit how Michelle got in you." And what they did, they made her have sex with, this is in a satanic ritual, against her will. They made her have sex with Michelle. They transferred the blood out and then made her kill Michelle. And I'm telling you, that was one of the most vicious demons. You know, psychology tells you that they're people in people. They're just demons. They're altars to false gods is what they are. I've had people tell me they never had an anger problem, so they had a blood transfusion. Why is that? Because the DNA is carried in the blood, or in our bodies. I was sharing this in Austin, and someone came up and said, you know, I just read a true story about a girl who had a blood transfusion, and the person whose blood she got was murdered, and the girl who got her blood identified the murderer. And that was a true story. And so, body transplants. I know a lady who was never suicidal. She had a liver transplant, and the person whose liver she got committed suicide. I was watching a football game and switching channels, and I hit the Discovery Channel, and it was a surgery going on, and it was on the lady's brain, and I got in on the tail end of it. But when this lady, after this lady had this body part from someone else, she all of a sudden she liked to do she liked rap music. She liked to hip hop dance. And she kept having this sensation that something was exploding in her face. And just out of curiosity, she began to try to track down whose body part she got. And she traced it to an 18-year-old African-American boy that was into rap music, hip-hop dancing, and killed himself by shooting himself in the face. Now, that was on Discovery Magazine, I mean, Discovery Channel, and that wasn't even a Christian program. And then in 2005, I was in a seminar someplace up north, and a lady gave me a People's magazine, and it's April, I don't know if you can still get it, but April 2005, where it said, can a new heart change your life, or something like that. And it gave some stories of people that had body parts. And there's this one man who got he was a 75-year-old man. He got the heart of a 14-year-old, and all of a sudden he began cycling for 14 miles at a time. And his wife was just taken back when he'd go into a candy store and load up candy in the basket. She said, next thing you know, he'll be jumping out of planes. And there was another lady that had a transplant, and she... all of a sudden, she liked Mexican food. She never liked it before. But that's in People's Magazine 2005. It's not a Christian article either. You can have soul ties through body piercing and tattoos. Leviticus 19:28, New Living says, you shall not make any cuts, which in the Hebrew means incisions or cuttings, in the body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. And parents, I encourage you, don't even let your kids make a little sticker, put a little sticker on it, because that's just the beginning. The next thing is the real thing. Don't let them do that. Exodus 21 says, and I was looking for a more specific scripture, but it says, then his master shall bring him to God, then he shall bring him to the door of the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him permanently. So that a soul tie through body piercing the body binds you to someone permanently. So that needs to be renounced. Ritual, satanic, witchcraft, voodoo, multiple personalities. This particular girl, I'd be driving along and a personality or demon would manifest and say, what are you calling me, Molly? You're calling me, my name is Dorothy. Your name isn't Dorothy. I'd be driving along, having her in a neck lock, trying to keep her from jumping out of the car, driving. And then I would bind the demon, call her back, and say, ask the Holy Spirit how that came in. And the Lord would show her, I'd lead her repentance, break soul ties, and cast out that personality. Allowing the sun to go down on your anger, your bitterness, your resentment, bonds you to whoever you're mad at. Fantasy role play. You know, movie stars, how a lot of movies start, and you would see how dated I am when I name a few that I know. I don't know the names of movie stars. but so I'm kind of outdated. But a lot of movie stars, because they play certain roles, the demons of that role, that sickness, that disease, or whatever, becomes a part of their life because of role playing. Patty Duke was an example. She was bipolar. She played two people on the Patty Duke show. Nick Nolte was a drinker, and he's a drunkard. Smoker, drinker, cop, and he's a drunkard. Chris Reeves, who was Superman, used to be in a wheelchair. And Chris Reeves, what happened is that a horse threw him, broke his neck, and he ended up in a wheelchair. And I think he committed suicide. Red Fox kept saying, I think I'm going to have a heart attack, and he did. Movies, you know, Isaiah 5 says you're the vineyard of the Lord of hosts. Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew 13 says you are soil. You're a vineyard. You're a spiritual garden. Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 21 says don't sow your vineyard with two kinds of seeds. You come to the seminar, the meetings, you get delivered of demons, you get your heart cleansed to a degree, and our heart is never completely cleansed till we get to heaven. So we're all a work in progress. But you sit here, you get delivered, you go home and contaminate yourself with TV. And if you see a garden, say if you've got tomatoes and radishes and corn growing in your garden, and then you go and drill weed seeds in there, the weeds are going to overtake the good plants. And it's the same in our spiritual lives. If we keep contaminating ourselves, we come, we get delivered, we go back and contaminate ourselves, the contamination destroys the good things in our lives. And so if we want to live holy in righteousness, God says without holiness, no man's going to see the Lord. It's more than just believing in Jesus with your head and it never have a heart change and going on and living it the way you want to. You can't do that. Proverbs 11 says, he who sows righteousness gets a true reward. Hosea 10 says, sow with a view to righteousness so that you can reap in accordance with kindness. So whatever you sow in, you want to reap kindness. You don't want to reap thorns and thistles. Galatians 6 says, he who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life, but he who sows to the flesh reaps corruption. Romans 1 says, when you exchange the truth of God for a lie, you worship the creature rather than the creator. You're given over to a reprobate mind. Psalms 106, and I already shared this. The children of Israel, they exchanged God's image for an image that ate grass, an image of an ox. Everything we go through, according to Romans 28, the purpose is to conform us to the image of Christ. And if you ask God what he's trying to teach you, every lesson that you're going through, and you repent, you get conformed into God's image. When you don't, you get bitter. You'll either get bitter or better, depending on how you respond. And so, this is not to make people afraid, but this is to make you aware. You're not supposed to go around and go, oh, dear, I'm going to get a soul tie with so-and-so. Because that's demonic, too. God wants us to minister to people. He wants us to love people. But we probably, especially those of us in ministry, need to break soul ties with everybody we lay hands on, everybody who's laid hands on us. Okay? Okay, stand up and ask the Lord who you have a soul tie with. And I want the young people to do this too. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. I ask you to bring people, places, who, how, what, where, and when I have a soul tie, who I've got a soul tie with, and Lord, I ask for the truth that sets me free. And just sit down when you're through, and then we'll do deliverance. And I hope this, I'm trusting that this is going to be used in the lives of the youth to keep you out of sin. I tell you, let's do something first. Before we do the general soul tie, I want you to repent of every person that you've ever touched or who's touched you in an ungodly way. And then when you're through, sit down, and then we'll deal with sexual sin. If you've ever looked at pornography, you've ever looked at things you shouldn't look at, you've ever been involved in sexual sin with animals, with people, looking at pornography, and I want you to repent of every relationship. Ask God to forgive you for every relationship, everything you did, and forgive them, and then sit down when you're through. Don't sit down until you're through. Father, in Jesus' name, are you still praying back there? I can't say who you are. Oh, okay. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me for every time I let anybody touch me in an ungodly way. I forgive any person who forced himself or her on me. Forgive me, Lord, for anybody I forced myself on. Father, I forgive them. I ask you to forgive me. I forgive myself. I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus. And I break soul ties, and forgive me for looking at pornography, committing adultery, and I bind and break every word, curse, and spell, hex, vex, and charm, every incantation, divination, assault, assignment, attachment, voodoo, magic, sorcery, black magic, satanic rituals, words of death, words of iniquity, in the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus. I break soul ties. I call back my soul and spirit, human spirit, from every person that I've been involved with. I send back their souls and spirits to them, their human spirits. I exchange their image for the image of Christ. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for thinking sex is love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cleanse me from all defilement by the blood of Jesus. I break every sex slave yoke off their neck in Jesus' name. I cut every cord of iniquity. I cut every soul tie. I cut all of their body parts off of each person in the name of Jesus. I cut my body parts of every person here off of the people they've been involved with. I command you to go. I command all familiar spirits, all demons that came in through sexual sin, through looking at pornography, I command you to go now. All spirits of lust, fantasy lust, perversion, sensuality, lust, adultery, fornication, bestiality, pedophilia, I command every demon to go in the name of Jesus. I break your power over every life. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Out. Just cough it out in Jesus' name. Cough out. Praise you, Lord. Let it go. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. All perversion has to go. Our Lord, we take accountability for the perversion that's come down the bloodline. We break curses of incest. We break curses of illegitimacy. We break curses coming down the bloodline. Pornography coming down the bloodline, adultery, fornication, bestiality, rape, molestation, incest. Lord, I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through the bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in our lives through sexual sin of the generations. We break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses. We command all addictions to go, all alcoholism, all drug addictions, go. In Jesus' name, we break your power. Mental illness, insanity, sickness, physical problems, sexually transmitted diseases, go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Okay, stand up and let's deal with general, any other soul ties. If you've been in the medical profession, just break soul ties with the people you've touched and laid hands on and treated. Lord, search my heart, test my thoughts, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Who else do I have a soul tie with? Then after you deal with it, sit down, and then we'll break soul ties. Okay. Lord, in Jesus' name, I forgive every person who's abused me, took advantage of me, made fun of me, called me a pain. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I forgive every person who's ever controlled me. Forgive me for controlling people. Forgive me for touching the dead, the graves of the dead, the bones of the dead. And Lord, being in hospital beds for a dead person died. What they do is they just take, Velma told me, she worked at a hospital for 30 years. She said, when somebody dies in a bed, they just take the sheet off, put a clean sheet on, and put another person in the bed. So Lord, any hospital bed that I've been in that somebody died in, I break soul ties with that person. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I break all legal contracts that I've signed, giving my soul, giving my body into the care of the hospital. I break all unlawful authority. I ask you to loose angels to tear up those contracts. And Lord, I take away the authority that I've given any man over my life or woman, and I give it to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for grief and sorrow, vowing that I'd never let go of anyone. I'd hold on forever. Forgive me for vowing I would be like somebody or not be like somebody. Forgive me for inordinate affection with animals. Lord, forgive me for sitting under teachers that are adulterers and whoremongers and fornicators. Forgive me for hanging with them. Lord, forgive me for laying hands on anyone too suddenly. Lord, would you please forgive me for joining myself with a harlot, with a prostitute, joining myself with unbelievers, eating meals with people that are believers, that are so-called believers that are sexually immoral and fornicators and idolaters, making idols out of people. Forgive me for hanging with evil companions, making pledges and compromising, wounding people's conscience, putting my image on them through associations. Forgive me for hanging and associating with angry people in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for hanging with double-minded people, sexually immoral people. Forgive me for being double-minded and sexually immoral. Associating with a gossip. Forgive me for being a gossip. Forgive me for putting my yoke on other people's necks. Lord, I want to remove vexation from my heart and put pain out of my body. Lord, forgive me for adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, pharmakia, sorcery, hatred, variance, emulation, strife, wrath, variance, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reviling. God, forgive me. God, forgive me for giving blood, receiving blood, eating blood. I renounce any body transplants, taking blood. Lord, forgive me for body piercing, for tattoos, piercing the ears, allowing the sun to go down on my anger, fantasy role-playing, acting. Lord, forgive me for fantasy role-playing games. Forgive me for games that are full of witchcraft. Forgive me for role-playing, acting. And Lord, forgive me for planting two kinds of seed in my vineyard. And the bad seed is corrupting the good. Forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the creator, which would cause you to give me over to a reprobate mind. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just repent of everything you've shown me. Pray with me. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I break soul ties with every person you have shown me that I have an ungodly soul tie with. I call back, or I just say everything of mine that got on them, I call it back. Everything of theirs that got on me, I send it back. And I exchange their image for the image of Christ. In Jesus' name, I command all demons, all familiar spirits, all sicknesses, distress, diseases, mental illness, addictions, leave now in Jesus' name. I command all the demons that came into ungodly soul ties to leave now in Jesus' name. I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. All spirit of fantasy, all spirit of lust, you have to go. All, Lord, all defilement, all unclean spirits, you have to go. All demons, you have to go. All mental illness, insanity, you have to go. All physical sickness, disease, leave now in Jesus' name. Go. I break your power. All physical problems that came into soul ties, you leave now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. All spirits of death, go now in Jesus' name. Touching the dead. Even the spirits that come on us in a hospital, when we walk in a hospital, all those demons that came on, we break soul ties with all those hospital spirits. We call back our soul and spirit from them. Send back their souls and spirit. Exchange their image for the image of Christ. Now every spirit has to go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Go, whoremonger spirit, adultery, fornication, lust. Go, sensuality, we break your power. In Jesus' name, all the demons out of these children, we break soul ties with television programs. So, and parents, repent of what you've let your kids be involved in. In Jesus' name, break soul ties with all those cartoons, those movies, the Power Rangers, the Adventurers, and all the different demonic things that they've watched. We break soul ties with the actors, directors, characters, writers, producers, people in the music score. We break soul ties with all the instruments that have been used on us, that they've been used on other people. We break soul ties with those instruments in Jesus' name. We break the power of hopelessness, despair. We break the power of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, depression. You have to go. Discouragement. You have to go. All mental abuse, physical abuse. You have to go. In Jesus' name, we cut their body parts off of every person in this room. In Jesus' name, what a mighty God you are. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise you, God. We worthy are you. Worthy are you, Lord. You're the King. You're God. We command every demon that came in to ungodly soul ties to leave now in Jesus' name. Go in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're our King, our God. Worthy are you. Worthy are you, O Lord. You inhabit our praises. Praise you, Lord. All depression, all Alzheimer's, all dementia, you go. Image of the beast, you come out in Jesus' name. All spirits that came in through TV, through movies, go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in Jesus' name. All mind control, all sorcery, all divination, you have to go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel released, lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Now go and sin no more. Lord, I ask you to loose your angels to give us a spiritual shower. Cleanse us by the blood of Jesus from all unclean spirits and all defilement in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you. Love you. Lord, give us a good night's sleep and let us feel like we've slept 100 hours. Lord, refresh Patty and all the workers here at this camp, Merrill and Patty and Kevin and Sandy and Linda and Dan and Rick and Sandy and every person that works at this camp in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.